I have in Italian is io ho. We can leave off the subject pronoun I, which in Italian is io, and simply say ho, because the verb ending tells us who is doing the talking. As a matter of fact, we never have to use the subject pronouns at all in Italian if we are not being specific. The subject pronouns in English are I, you, he, she, we, and they. In Italian, they are, tu is a familiar of you, voi is the plural familiar of you,
perfect.
Loro, with a capital L, is the formal plural for you, and loro, with a small l, is they. I, io, io, you.
Tu, tu.
You.
Lei. Lei.
She.
Lei. Lei.
We.
Noi. Noi.
You.
Voi. Voi.
And they.
Loro. Loro.
What does voi mean?
Voi is the second person in plural when you talk to a group, okay, more than you as one person.
Okay. Tu is a familiar of you. Voi is the plural familiar of you.
Perfect.
Loro, with a capital L, is the formal plural for you. And loro, with a small l, is they.
Perfetto, bravissimo.
My goodness, I must be learning something here. Okay, now, these are all called subject pronouns, people, and they can be omitted in Italian, meaning they can be left out, but they are added for emphasis or for clarity when needed. In English, you can never omit the subject pronoun. You never can say speak, you know, but in Italian, you can say parlo, and it means I speak, and we know by the ending O who's doing the talking. Now let's return to expressions with avere and practice some of these. Therefore, I have in Italian is io ho, or simply ho. You have in the formal would be
lei.